Welcome to the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast, helping one student at a time. Visit npteff.com to enroll today so you can pass tomorrow. Thank you for joining us here on the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Emily. Today, we will be discussing preparation for the first day of your clinical rotation.
So the anxiety and the stress may be all over the place, but Emily, we've all been through this. What would you suggest to any student going through this?
All right, so there are definitely multiple things we can suggest on this topic, but I think one of the most important things to do is to make sure you reach out to the clinical instructor before your first day. You definitely want to send an email to introduce yourself, but also, in addition to introducing yourself, find out if there's anything you should know before you get started. One of the biggest things I always like to ask any of my clinical instructors would be, is there any information you would like me to review prior to starting this rotation? For example, if you're in a hospital, are there any specific protocols regarding vital signs to follow or joint replacement protocols, rehab protocols in general? It's definitely important to have a better understanding of any information that you should know prior to starting. And it also makes you look eager and excited to start. So it helps start off on a right foot with the clinical instructor. What about you?
I think that that is a great suggestion. And I think it's also important to realize that it's okay that you don't know all of these by heart either. You're still a student. So let's say they say that they want you to understand the rehab protocols for a shoulder. Just like Emily mentioned, that you can review it beforehand, which you should, but you could also print them out and write them on a piece of paper and bring it with you, attach it to a clipboard, which I think that right there, have a clipboard with information as to what you want by your side, whether it's during your interview process, whether it's throughout your entire day, you want a clipboard to be able to take notes. And that's going to bring me to carry a journal. I think that something that helped me out a lot was to have a journal during your clinical rotations. Every single day, what I used to do, every single day, I would write down the type of patient that I saw, what their surgery was, a little bit about the treatment. And then what I would also do is if I met somebody, maybe a coworker or somebody else that was not a physical therapist, but in the same office, I would write their name on that journal. This way, I would remember their name later on. And what was really nice about having this journal is that when it comes to writing up your resume or anything about your experience, you can easily go back to your journal and you can recall some of the types of patients that you've treated. And that helped me out a ton. What do you think about the journal, Emily?
I am a big advocate for a journal and a clipboard. I always had one with me everywhere I went during clinicals. I even did the same thing once I started working. All of the reasons you mentioned, I used a journal for, but I also used it for if there were certain locations to find things, certain access codes to get into different parts of a building, any other information I needed to kind of remember to get around easier. I wrote down everything in as much detail as I could. I love to write things out. It really helps me retain information and it takes the stress away of trying to make sure you memorize everything because again, you're a student. It's okay to not memorize everything. That's why you can write it down to make sure you always have the information with you. So in addition to that, some other pieces of advice I would have is to read up on a place before you get started. What I mean by that is have an idea of what the foundational components of that facility are. What do they aim to serve? What patient populations do they work with? Is there anything you can do to best prepare? In addition to looking at where to park, that was a huge one for me for a few different parts of clinical rotations is understanding where you can and can't park, what entrances to go into, things like that.
I think that the all of that is so important, especially the parking, because the last thing you want to do is to show up to a parking lot and have see so many reserved parking spots and not know where to go at all. And going with parking, get there early, especially when you get started, and carry it through, but get there early. This way you can anticipate, what if parking is a disaster? What happens if you get lost on the way there? What happens if you're there at the clinic, but you can't actually find where the people that you're supposed to be meeting are located? Give yourself time.
Giving yourself time, I totally agree. But some of my clinical rotations were actually like 45 minutes to an hour from my house. And in areas I wasn't really familiar with, they weren't always, you know, close to home. So what I also did before my first day was I did a drive-through. I did a practice run for my first clinical rotation to kind of get an idea of the lay of the land, get an idea of where I had to drive to, what my commute would look like, just what the setup was in general. I didn't go into the building, but I drove past the building so that when it came to my first day, it took away the nerves a little bit of what to anticipate. I already knew what to expect. It just came down to getting there and starting my first day.
Talking about drive-throughs, be aware of your food situation as well. You know, be aware of if there's any fast food around, or maybe there's a catering hall there. Or is there something where you can eat there? Is there vending machines? Do you have to bring your own lunch? Be aware of those things as well. Also, be aware that when you do go out for food, if it's not with any coworkers or anything like that, you're also taken away from that valuable time to pick the brains of those who are around you. So pick and choose when you do step out of the clinic, especially within that first week. Pick and choose when you step out to go get that food.
I like that point. You just mentioned, you know, being away from coworkers. So I think that's something else to address is, although you're a student, don't be afraid to introduce yourself to people around you. It's a great way to kind of advocate for yourself, meet new people, maybe have some different interdisciplinary approaches where you can kind of work with different people in different parts of the hospital, clinic, etc. It's a great way to kind of pick the brains of other people around you and learn from them as well and make some new friends along the way.
For sure. Something that's also very important, dress the part. If you're working in an acute care setting, you may want to consider scrubs. You know, dress the part of that clinical rotation that you are in, which goes along with that email that Emily mentioned previously. You may want to find out what the dress attire is in that email. And I think that's very important.
I was just going to say, I definitely agree, especially with scrubs. If you're in more of a hospital-based setting, they probably have a specific color or style of scrubs they would prefer for you to wear. So definitely ask about that. And if you have a clinical instructor who you ask kind of how to dress and they say they give you a little bit of options, they say it's up to you. I always recommend dress up. Do not dress down. You are a student. You want to hold yourself to a higher standard. You want to show that you are professional and you want your patients to show that, you know, you're dressing the part. You're holding yourself confidently and appropriately. So if it ever comes down to how to dress, I always say dress more professional when you have the option.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do get into the polo attire, but I was in a clinical rotation where my clinical instructor had me, he wore a shirt and a tie every single day. So every day I would wear a shirt and tie. And he mentioned how, just like what you mentioned, you want to dress the part. You want people to look at you and look at you with that respect. And you want to carry that respect. And I think that's very important to carry yourself that way too. Now that you heard us discuss preparation for the first day of your clinical rotation, here is a quote from Derek Jeter. There may be people that have more talent than you, but there is no excuse for anyone to work harder than you do. You are in control of how much effort you put into this. So keep on pushing yourself. If you feel that you're hitting that wall, break through that wall. Keep on fighting. Keep on standing up and push for more. You are powerful. You are strong. You are a final frontier warrior. You will pass.
Thank you very much for listening. For more information on the NPTE Final Frontier, please visit npteff.com. You can also check out all of our social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Till next time, have a great day and a powerful tomorrow.